So you think you know what I need. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor to be with you again today and gather and the second week of Easter and the resurrection of our Lord. I'm going to focus on John 3 through 8. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard and an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet, wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with this fragrance of perfume. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. As I reflect on the verses of John, verses 3 and 8, Mary made a profound action of love, generosity. Not only did she use a pint of most expensive perfume, she poured it on Jesus' feet, wiped them with her hair, in the midst of an important dinner when everyone was being served by Martha. Mary stepped away from the table and went over where Jesus was reclining and met his needs. My brothers and sisters, at a time of such broken world, people are seeking God's good news of hope, love, having someone to listen. Our Lord calls us to give generosity, generously of our time, talents, and love. This is the true essence of our faith in the Gospels. To love him with all our heart and all our souls, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, which are the greatest commands our Lord calls us to connect, build relationships, and share the good news of the Gospels to the poor and rich. We live in a world where we assume the needs of others when we see someone holding up a sign asking for money or food. We roll down the window and offer them money or go buy them a sandwich. Or we tell them they need a job. When we see someone in need of clothes, we go home, come back, and give them a bag of clothes. When we see a person sleeping on the streets after losing their home due to being taxed out of their neighborhoods due to gentrification, or loss of job, or sick, unable to afford medical care, we tell them they need to see a doctor or a lawyer. Not knowing they've given up because of the imprisonment of where they can't get the assistance due to so much bureaucracy, with our long waiting, time daunting amounts of paperwork, they give up hope and experience one of the most cruelest acts of capital punishment of humankind. I'd like to share a story with you first. Many years ago, 20 years ago, I came to D.C. I answered a call to come to D.C. to work with people who are living with HIV and AIDS. And when I got here, I lived on 14th and N. I needed a job. So I got this job down on K Street, and every morning I would walk down K Street, 14th Street, on my way to work. One afternoon after work, this big blizzard came, and as I approached 14th Street near the CVS, there was a lady named Constance sitting out there covered in snow. I stopped, I went over, I started brushing the snow off of her, and then I was concerned she was going to freeze. So I asked her, would you like to go into a shelter? Her reply was no. So I go and I get a friend of mine. We try to talk for a little bit. I said, I don't have time. We don't have time for this. So we go back to the CVS. I asked for cardboard boxes. I remember cardboard boxes during the apartheid when they did these shanties and those kind of things. I remember some of that. I said, we need to make her a shelter. So my friend Josie and I were ripping up these boxes and we put it around her. And at the end, I said to her, I'm going to leave a little door here. And every morning, I'm going to knock on this door to make sure you're okay. And every afternoon, I'll do the same. I got to know Constance. I couldn't figure out why she didn't want to go to her shelter. But the most important thing, I couldn't figure out what were the needs of people on the streets, the homeless community, the poor, and people living marginal lives. She gave me a simple answer. All we want people to do is recognize us and listen to us. God calls us, our generosity of our time and our talents and our gifts. And I take that with me today. In the midst of all this chaos, this busyness in our lives, This world is living and hungry for the Gospels. The church itself is starving, it's dying. It's hungry, it's thirsty, and it's totally ripped of everything because of so much chaos and bureaucracy within the church. And also, we're thirsty. Not only are we in the church are thirsty, but we as people around us are thirsty in our communities for the living water of Christ. We are stuck in prisons. Our prison today within the church, it's in these buildings. We need to get out of the buildings. We need to get out into the streets. God calls us not to be imprisoned in the church, be imprisoned to our way of thinking, of loving. The door is always open for everyone. The cross was there, and we went to the cross. We experienced the crucifixion. My question is, were you there? Were we there as people in the church or in the community yelling, "Crucify him"? Or were we there on the outside looking? Were we Peter? Or were we Judas? That is my question today for us all. And my brothers and sisters, again, we are called to live the resurrection today and to be an example of Mary and her generosity by sharing the expensive gift of our time listening and sharing our talents and, most important, love as God loves, love and remember and remind us ourselves. The poor will always be with us. And I'd like to share with you another story. I came here, started a ministry called My Neighbor's Ministry. And I think sometimes I had a problem. We call it My Neighbor's Ministry because people assume that was my ministry. And it's not mine. I just came here to answer the call. My ministry is your ministries. The people in the church that I'm at, I had to be honest with you. They really haven't embraced it as their ministry yet, but they will. Because God's already preparing for that. Yesterday, they had a relationship with N Street for many years, and that ended. The church was discerning their call, how do they meet the needs of that neighborhood. And I finally, one day, one of our meetings, staff meetings, I said, the call of this church is a church of hospitality and serving the poor within and the poor outside in the streets. So yesterday, I met people at N Streets a couple of weeks ago, and I said, we would like to renew our relationship with you. N Street, the people at National City had no idea what impact they made on that community of women. So yesterday, I planned an orientation. Of course, me, like, going, oh my God, nobody's going to show up. You know how we have that fear? Who was it? Dean Willeman, a good friend of mine, it was the dean of the Duke Chapel, University Chapel, a very well-known theologian and minister. He was telling me once, he said, he was doing Easter sunrise service at like 5 o'clock in the morning, he and I in the chapel walking down to the Duke Gardens, and it was cold. He says, Tony, my dear friend, we may get here and the resurrection may have happened. And everybody's gone. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I said, what do we do? I said, well, I dance and you'll preach something, right? He laughed at me. But again, there was this always, I always thought of it. I'm like, I'm going to get here. I get there early yesterday and I'm doing all of my little my preparation. You know, got it all down. And I'm like going, what if no one shows up? We got 12 pieces of paper, 12 disciples here. I didn't think that, but I was thinking about it. We've got food and everything for everyone. I'm like, what if no one shows up? Then I'm like, Lord, nobody really showed up in the city for me before like they used to do in North Carolina. Ego, pride, and denial. The table was filled with people. They were hungry. They were thirsty to live out the Gospels in that community. All I did was an orientation, and I stood back and let them do the rest. There were people volunteering every Saturday. We had 10 people already signed up for one Saturday. We can't do that. So we're like, let's figure out what we do next. And some of the people agreed that if I can't make it, I would donate food. And that's what God calls us to do within a church, to feed our congregations, to give them water, to drink. We're not called to, like, I know what you need. We're called to ask, what do you need? Not only within the church, but outside in our communities. Amen.